Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vaiki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Sham Kund Radha Kunigiri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Vadip Tham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Gangamai Ki Jai Ramanamai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam 8:639. Avaropya,
Avaropya,
Vim,
Vim,
Kantha,
Sandha,
Suparnaha,
Suparnaha,
Patatam,
Patatam,
Varaha,
Varaha,
Yayao,
Yayao,
Jalanta,
Jalanta,
Utsrijya,
Utsrijya,
Hariha,
Hariha,
Sa,
Sa,
Visarjitaha,
Visarjitaha,
Avaropya Girin Skandha,
Avaropya Girin Skandha,
Suparna Patatam Varaha,
Suparna Patatam Varaha,
Yayao Jalanta Utsrijya,
Yayao Jalanta Utsrijya,
Harina Sa Visarjitaha,
Harina Sa Visarjitaha,
Avaropya Girin Skandha,
Avaropya Girin Skandha,
Suparna Patatam Varaha,
Suparna Patatam Varaha,
Yayao Jalanta Utsrijya,
Yayao Jalanta Utsrijya,
Harina Sa Visarjitaha,
Harina Sa Visarjitaha.
Yeah. the mountains,
Gandhas,
Gandhas,
from
his shoulder,
Suparnaha,
Suparnaha,
Garuda,
Garuda,
Patatam,
Patatam,
of all the birds,
Varaha,
Varaha,
the biggest,
or most powerful,
Vayau,
Vayau,
went.
Jalante,
Jalante,
where the water is,
Utsrijya,
Utsrijya,
placing,
Padina,
Padina,
by the Supreme Personality of God,
by the Supreme Personality of God,
Saha,
Saha,
he,
Guruda,
Visarjataha,
Visarjataha,
discharged from that place, Thereafter, Guruda, the chief of birds, unloaded Mandara Mountain from his shoulder and brought it near the water. Then he was asked by the Lord to leave that place, and he left. Purport. Garuda was asked by the Lord to leave that place because the snake Vasuki, who was to be used as the rope for turning, could not go there in the presence of Garuda. Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, is not a vegetarian. He eats big snakes. Vasuki, being a great snake, would be natural food for Garuda, the chief of birds. Lord Vishnu therefore asked Garuda to leave so that Vasuki could be brought to turn the ocean with Mandara Mountain, which was to be used as the churning rod. These are the wonderful arrangements of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nothing takes place by accident. Carrying Mandara Mountain on the back of a bird and putting it in its right position might be difficult for anyone, whether demigod or demon. But for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything is possible, as shown by this pastime. The Lord had no difficulty lifting the mountain with one hand, and Garuda, his carrier, carried all the demons and demigods together by the grace of the Supreme Lord. The Lord is known as Yogeshwara, the master of all mystic power, because of his omnipotence. If he likes, he can make anything lighter than cotton or heavier than the universe. Those who do not believe in the activities of the Lord cannot explain how things happen. Using words like accident, they take shelter of ideas that are unbelievable. Nothing is accidental. Everything is done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the Lord Himself confirms in Bhagavad Gita. Mayadhyak Shaina Prakriti Suryate Satya Sarvam. Whatever actions and reactions occur within the cosmic manifestation all take place under the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, because the demons do not understand the potency of the Lord, when wonderful things are done, the demons think that they are accidental. Om Ajana Simidam Dhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Pena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Tapitam Jaina Putale Swayam Rupakadam Aikyam Tathati Shapatantikam Pandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrashatam Sagana Raganatam Tatam Tatam Sabhinam Sadvaitam Sabhutam Prajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamstra Sri Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bhanto Vilaspate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kamsana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prasabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhobhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Avalokya Girin Skandhat Suparna Patatam Bhagana Yayo Jalanta Utsrija Horina Sajasarjita. These are wonderful activities beyond our experience, beyond mundane history. And they're all possible because Krishna has unlimited capability. For Krishna to lift the hill and put it on the back of Garuda is nothing. He holds the Govardhana for 7 days with one finger. With one finger he can do anything. Anani yasyasa padendri bhakti manti. Kashanti Ganti Kalyanti Sriram. Sachidananda Vigraha, his transcendental form is all powerful. So he can do everything. It's not a problem for Krishna. The universe is going on under Krishna's supervision. Maya Adyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sachara. Etuna. There is some cause. It's not just accidental. As we were saying, accidental explains nothing. There are reasons why things happen. Otherwise, we're being unreasonable. There are reasons. And the ultimate reason is Krishna. This happens because of this, this happens because of that, because of that, because of that. Finally, you come to Krishna. Sarvakara. The cause of all the other causes. The scientists may be able to track, this is because of this is because of that. But they can't go all the way. They can go part of the way. With their limited minds and their limited background of pious activities, they can't go very far. Sadhguru Prabhu gave the example. They're trying to understand the universe, but they're like an ant walking in New York City. The ant is walking along the street in New York City. He has no idea that there are huge skyscrapers, 40 stories, 60 stories, however many stories they're building. The ants, what can he understand about these things? He can can't even understand the human beings who are walking on the street, because he's an ass. So the human beings are, no, we can understand everything, we're human beings. Well, you're an ant, that's all. Just a bigger ant. More intelligent ant. But you're an ant. The ant, what's the use of arguing with an ant? There are no skyscrapers. Skyscrapers are mythology. If there were skyscrapers, we'd know about them. You're an ant. So the limited senses that we've been given along with limited minds will not enable us to understand Krishna. Pantastu bhavati satavat sadasam prakamya vayor tapi manaso munipamagava so pyastiya prakriti simhya vichinchitate govinda mahi krishna tamah. Even if we were able to travel at the speed of the mind for thousands of years, we wouldn't get to the tip of the toe of COVID. They would say, well, the existence of Govinda is improbable. Why improbable? You don't have the data or the tools to understand. It's not within your little skill set. So Krishna is there. He expands himself as Krishna. Krishna's riding on the Garuda. And here the demons and the demigods all were transported by Garuda along with the Mandara mountain to the edge of the ocean of milk. And then Garuda left by the order of the Lord. Because now it's time for Vasuki. Garuda's played his role. Now it's time for him to move off. And Vasuki, Sarpanam Asmi Vasuki, the giant serpent Vasuki, will become the rope for the turning rod. The mountain will be the rod, Vasuki will be the rope. The demons and the demigods together will be do the turning, and so many things will come. That Garuda is not a vegetarian is not a problem. Teji asan nadosha. For those who are powerful, the same rules don't apply. It's not that because I have to be vegetarian, Garuda has to be vegetarian. He can be non-vegetarian. He can do as he likes. So we're also instructed, don't chew pan. And Krishna chews pan. That's all right. He can do that. There's so many rules. Don't dance with other people's wives. Krishna does that also. Te jiyasam nadoshai. The sun drinks urine. And the place becomes purified. And the sun never becomes contaminated. So, because the sun is powerful, it can do these things. And we're not powerful. We can't do. And one shouldn't try to imitate those who are the powerful controllers. One has to follow them, follow their instructions. Then one will benefit. So Garuda, though non-vegetarian, is accepted by the Lord as his carrier, and Garuda renders service in so many ways. But in this circumstance now, Guru's presence would be an obstacle. That's something one has to learn, when to get out of the way. That's one of the arts of life. Part of it is being in the right place at the right time. Somebody said that 90% of success is just showing up. But another part is getting out of the way, which is more difficult than it seems, because we're reluctant to let go. But that's required. Therefore, among the four ashrams, the Vanaprastha ashram is there for various reasons. One is so that one can be freed from the entanglements of family life, working hard, and one can concentrate as in one's later years on chanting, serving, hearing. And another reason is so that one will get out of the way. Because time moves on. And I may have been the right man at a certain time, and that doesn't mean I'll be the right man forever. Everyone gets his time slot. And then one has to move on. Finally, one will be forced to move on. Mrityu sarva-rasa-chaha. Death will come and say, move on. But one should be, according to Vedic culture, one should move on voluntarily and not hang on till death. The mundane politicians are under the illusion that the country won't go on well without them, the party will be in difficulty without them, I have to stay on. Business won't go on properly, the sons will mess things up unless I'm there. I have to be there. So he hangs on. Or he thinks, if I weren't doing this, what would I do? What use would I have? What would I do with my life? This gives meaning to my life. This gives my life a purpose. I got this position after so much difficulty, after surpassing my competitors. Now to give up, we can. And besides, they're paying me, and if they weren't paying me, if I weren't getting this money, what would happen? What would happen? What would happen? What would happen? My family is depending on me. Everyone's depending on me. But this is illusion. The real story, there's plenty of people ready to replace him. The other people in the business are thinking, how long is this old goat going to be hanging on, blocking things up? This fossil is an obstruction to the progress of the business. It's rooted in a previous decade or a previous century. Can't keep up. He just comes in, sits at his desk, diddles around and says no to everybody else. When is he going to go? When is he going to go? When is he going to go? And the younger men are blocked. They can't come up because the old man is sitting there blocking them. Therefore, in the Vedic culture, retirement is mandatory. Panchashortam pranam prashedit. By the age of 50, one should move off. That means one has to plan that my business will go on, the family affairs will go on, make some plan. Don't plan to be there forever, because you're not going to be there forever, and you shouldn't be there forever. Or the opposite, but you shouldn't be there forever, and you're not going to be there forever. So don't even plan on it. Like a fool, plan on moving out, because that's that's required at a certain stage of one's life. it's time to give up family affairs and working for money and move on. Move on across the life, they would go to the forest. That may not be practical now. Others would want to go to the Vrindavan forest, where there are so many holy places. So in retired life, one can learn to depend more on Krishna. It's not that I'm alive because of my position, it's that the elephants are alive, they're eating more than me, and they are being provided without having job security or insurance or what have you. So whatever, I should make a plan that I'll be out. Less than finally gone. And things may go on better without me, or they may go on not as well without me, but they should go on without me. This is the tradition. Great kings like Prithu Maharaj, Pandav Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj left. They left their kingdoms. And they entrusted the kingdom to some younger men. And they moved off. And they had their time to fight, to establish kingdom, to protect Dharma, to do so many things. And now it's time to go. As it was my duty to protect the kingdom, to do this, to do that, or to run a business, or to whatever my duty might have been, now it's time to go. So one has to perform one's prescribed duty. One might be happy about it, one may be not so happy about it. You tie it for Tanish Trayana, right? Yeah, just do it. The slogan is there, just do it. But this is something that no one wants to just do. Or maybe a few. But mostly people don't want to do it. They want to be comfortable. They have their familiar surroundings. They have the people whose faces they've become accustomed to seeing every day. They get their breakfast at a certain time, their lunch at a certain time, dinner at a certain time, and they have their routine, and they don't want to move. So time takes over, and then they reach a point where they can't move. All they can do is rock in a chair. And still they have to retire from their work, but they can't accomplish very much. Because the window of opportunity has closed, and so all they can do is suffer. So Prabhupada says in many places that before we fall apart, before we become invalid, before we become incapable, while we still have our strength, while we still have some circuits working. Before old age ravages the kingdom, we should leave. We should leave. This is the Vedic system. In the modern world, retirement means you move to some place near a golf course and waste your time in golfing, fishing, visiting the doctor. But in the Vedic system, retirement means a second opportunity. The household is always complaining, I have no time to chant, I have no time to read, I'm so busy. How do you think of Krishna and do your work at the same time? I forget about Krishna because of this. I have no time. All right, so here's the opportunity. Get out and use the time. You'll have all the time. Yeah. You lost 25 years with no time. It was used in Krishna's service, but in a situation where there's not so much time for hearing, for chanting, for serving. And now you have all the time. So that's the Vedic system. To focus the mind on Krishna, to engage one, to detach oneself from material entanglements, to engage one's senses in the service of the master of the senses. This is our business. Hare Krishna. Some questions?
Is
it Vanaprastha meant for all varnas? Sometimes Prabhupada says that the Vanaprastha is meant, the sannyasa is meant for the Brahmins, up to Vanaprastha for the Kshatriyas, up to Grahastha for the Vaishyas, and only Grahastha, Brahmachari Grahastha for the Vaishyas, and only Grahastha for the Shudras. That's according to Varnashram. But according to Krishna consciousness, everyone should get out. Because Krishna consciousness means, if one is serious, that Sagunans and Adityata, to transcend the Varnashram system. Everyone wants to be a Brahmin until they have to leave family life. Vaishyas have 2 ashrams. Something else? Yes.
During the world scenario, we preach people come to Krishna consciousness.
Today's world
scenario. And we preach and people come to Krishna consciousness.
People come to Krishna consciousness. Life is already mad.
Mess.
A mess. Yes. Mad, not too different.
And you see that family life and relationships, family members, and they are not married or they are divorcee or they are.
And the people are not married or they're divorcees, everything's crazy.
And for them to choose many times. Ashram or
Brahmachari
ashram or just ashram becomes just impossible.
All right, to follow this ashram or that ashram is impossible. Now chant Hare Krishna. And then you'll gradually get straightened out. Now your life is a mess. You chant Hare Krishna, gradually your life gets straight. Your life is a mess because you're in passion and ignorance. So you come to the mode of goodness or to the transcendental stage. And then you straighten out your life as far as possible.
In the case where some people cannot...
You might as well... Okay, go ahead.
In the case where some people cannot decide because of the circumstances...
In the case where people can't decide...
Or even if they know but they can't do because of the circumstances...
They know but they can't do because of...
Circumstances. Or circumstances, a particular ashram, the person has to be. And the Krishna consciousness obstructs because of that, because the ashram is not fixed. process of Krishna consciousness in his life obstructs because of the...
Is the progress of Krishna consciousness stopped? It's not stopped, but he doesn't have that conducive atmosphere. Apratiyata, you can't stop Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is unstoppable. But the Varnashram system will put us in the most favorable circumstance for serving Krishna. That's all. As you said, the life's a mess, this, that. So that's not very conducive to anything except madness. So we try to offer people the opportunity to make their life systematic, orderly, sensible, so that their spiritual progress can be helped. But if they can't take advantage of that system, all right, chant Hare Krishna, it doesn't matter. But if we're serious, then this system will help us. And it's not meant that one should just take shelter of excuses. Oh, my life is a mess. There's no Varnashram in Kali Yuga. Oh, but didn't care about Varnashram. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered it external. You make a list of 472 reasons why one should remain attached to family life. Take a little survey. Everyone has reasons for staying in family life. Just tick off the boxes of the reasons that fit you. 365 reasons. So if one wants excuses, Krishna will provide so many excuses. Oh, because of this, because of that. Who was that in Bhagavatam, he was supposed to give a son back to Varuna, I think, and that was the deal. But then he said, first let the son, let his teeth come in. Well, now his teeth have come in, first let him reach this level, and all of that, he's reached that, now let him reach that level. So, you know, that's the tendency.
Harishchandra.
So, let it go on, let it go on. What is that? Dirghasutricha. The mode of ignorance means stretch everything out. Sutri means a person who has a thread, and dirgha means long. Stretch everything out. So, yes, I got married late, so if I retire late, that's understandable. But then you should make sure you die late also. Oh, for one who's determined, our Surabhi Prabhu, who designed the Vrindavan temple, Vrindavan Samadhi, Mayapur Samadhi, Lotus Building, some of the things, his wife became pregnant, and not by him. So he went to Prabhupada. He was thinking, what should I do? Should I leave her? Should I just accept the circumstance? And mostly the other grahasthas were, especially the ladies, were saying, no, you should forgive her and carry on. He went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, this is the circumstance. I was thinking maybe I should take sannyas. Prabhupada said, at the first excuse. Therefore, brahmacharya training, so that one has the background, the foundation, so that he's not just, where am I going? He's going back to the life of austerity and freedom. He's trained so that he won't be an excessively attached householder. He'll be a moderately attached householder. And then when the time comes, he can move on. And brahmachari, whether one is going to stay brahmachari or get married, brahmachari training is essential. So that one has these values and this self-control. And so that one can keep in mind the ultimate purpose of life. The ultimate purpose of life is not to keep my family together, make sure that the business goes on, get the daughter married. These may be general necessities, but these are not the purpose of life. The purpose of life is higher. And for the ladies, it's good also. The husband and wife travel, they go to all holy places. Otherwise, she stays at home under the care of the elder sons and devotes her time to seva and prayer, not trying to still look young at the age of 65 and enjoy what I'm trying. It's not that women are meant to be serious about the purpose of life also. There's another question? Or not?
So in the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, there is a story of Maharaj Venu who was cursed by Brahmanas, and out of his body, Prithu Maharaj was born. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that Brahmanas, if necessary, they have to involve in politics if it is so much disturbance for politicians. So, so the question is how is there any, Srila Prabhupada also writes that devotees, there should be in the government also, so that the government is very pious. So, question is there any activity, ISKCON, which is facing like the destruction of Srila
Prabhupada? Any question is done, straight one.
So that the devotees should be in government.
Any?
So that the...
Who should be in government? Okay, I'm trying to, first of all, figure out what this question has to do with today's class. I don't think I'm succeeding. You want to know that Vena was cursed by the Brahmins, and so Prithu was born, and is there any... The Brahmins should generally not be engaged in government, therefore they got first Vena, then Prithu. So, is there something from Prabhupada about devotees being involved in government? That's the question. And it has nothing to do with anything we've talked about today, does it? It's just that you have a question about something, and this is better to ask about what we were discussing. Hold on, you picked up the microphone mid-sentence. Start again.
Can ISKCON temples accommodate vanaprasthas also?
Can ISKCON temples accommodate vanaprasthas also?
Yes, ma'am.
In principle, they can. There's no rule that they can't. Rather, it's an advantage. If you get vanaprasthas and they, you know, grihasthas cost money. They want to be paid because they have to send their kids to college or they have to pay for this, and this. But vanaprastha life means now there's no volunteer work. Just like we find in the Christian community, the older ladies are working in the hospitals, the old men are doing volunteer work. So They're coming now as volunteers. So who doesn't like volunteers? So yes, the ISKCON temples in principle can accommodate them. Now whether they in fact can accommodate them, whether they literally have accommodations or engagements, that's another question. ISKCON temples are sometimes, the expression is behind the curve, that is to say, lagging. So they may not have, they may have a temple president who's holding on to his post for dear life in his 60s and 70s, and he's well situated because the temple is taking care of him, and he doesn't want to let go because then what will happen? But he has no vision for accommodating Panaprasthas, of which he is not willing to become one. That kind of situation may be there. Or simply lack of vision. Younger people also are not always endowed with perfect vision or even clear vision. So the ISKCON temples may not have. This Vrindavan temple Prabhupada was especially had in mind that the guest house would be for the Vanaprasthas. He was unhappy when the guest house filled up with young women with children. He wanted it for elderly gentlemen who could retire to Vrindavan and to Bhajan. It's meant for that, especially. These holy places, Vrindavan, Mayapur. Mayapur probably gave more scope for family life. But in general, the holy places are particularly good. They're meant for the retired people. Every self-respecting holy place has some accommodations. You can stay for 2 days, 3 days, 4 days to accommodate Sri Ramarami. So all of any Tirupati, come and stay for a few days. The householders can move about like that from place to place, and the ISKCON temples also should be equipped to handle pilgrims, people who want to come and take advantage of the presence of the Lord, chant Hare Krishna, learn something about Krishna consciousness, associate with sadhus, devotees. So the ISKCON temples, as they mature, should be able to provide that service. They should be able to provide that service. And that should be part of our vision, our planning. It's not that our charity is, you know, ISKCON has what kind of vision? That feed the poor. Exactly what Prabhupada said not to do. ISKCON is all gung-ho to do. Be charitable and feed the bums. And get your picture in the newspaper. But that's not the standard of charity. In the Bhagavad Gita we find that charity is to be given to the Brahmins. Especially in Bhagavad Gita. Charity is given to the Brahmins. The Brahmins and the devotees. One time we were in an airport with Srila Prabhupada. Some devotees brought a little, some sweets. They gave to Prabhupada. Prabhupada took a little bit and he said, distribute. The devotees looked around. He said, to the people? Prabhupada said, no, to the devotees. The charity begins at home. So the charity, ISKCON's charity should begin with the ISKCON devotees who are in need. Not that we have a wonderful reputation for feeding the Harijans. But the actual Harijans we neglect. That doesn't look very good. Even the army does better. The army is fantastic. You join the army, they take care of your teeth, they take care of your, you know, annual physical checkup, they take care of everything. Of course, you may get killed along the way, that's not the part they like to headline, but if you don't get killed, they'll take wonderful care of you. Even after you leave the army, you're a veteran, they'll take care of you. In America, there are hospitals, especially for veterans, and pensions for veterans, so many things, because you serve the country. And people think, all right, I can do this because the country will take care of me. They'll take care of my wife if I die. But if you join ISKCON, Sai Prabhu, we have no money. We're feeding the Harijans. And it's not just ISKCON, because ISKCON has its, what would you say, its limitations. It's actually the duty of the householders. Prabhupada said householder life is a license for expanded sense gratification. Licenses are not issued free. Licenses are not issued free. You get a license, but there's a fee. What is the fee for the householder life? You have to support your family. You have to support the brahmacharis. You have to support the vanaprastas. And you have to support the sannyasis. That's your fee. This is the duty of the grihastas. Not just, what kind of grihastha? Well, I'm supporting my family. Yeah. That's only part of your duty. You have to support your family. You have to support the brahmacharis, the vanaprastas, the sannyasis, the needy persons, you know, widows and orphans and so on. This is all, these are all within the scope of the vanaprastas, the grihastha duties. One ashram supports the other, supports all four ashrams. After all, the vanaprastha, the sannyasi at some point is supposed to become a vanaprastha or sannyasi. So the brahmacharis don't earn, the vanaprasthas don't earn, the sannyasis don't earn. So who earns? The grihastas earn. So who's supposed to support everyone? They're supposed. They're supposed. So ISKCON, the official institution, may or may not have it together, but it's the duty of the pastors. We have a license, we're enjoying a nice family comfort and the happiness of wife and children and home life, but we have to pay. We have a social responsibility. Our license came with duties attached. So the grihastha should take this to, in every community there's some arrangement like that. Any religious community particularly, any denomination, they have some arrangement for taking care of old men, they have some arrangement for taking care of orphans, widows, so on and so on. And who has to do that? The married people, the working people. It's not just like some very strange thing that's found only in Srimad Bhagavatam or in Vedic culture. And any culture. Who has to take care of the old man? The young man. Who has to take care of the children? The young man. Is that okay? Something else? Yes.
With all respect to GPC, but when one of the GPC members were asked to retired now and give up a little bit management.
A lot of the GBC members.
One of the GBC members
was asked
to retire. He said, "No, I have to die on the battlefield."
No, I have to die on the battlefield.
Preaching is okay, but how long to hold the post in this age?
No, I have to die on the battlefield. You know, Apollo Hospital on oxygen machine and life support, and Skype in my vote to the GBC meeting. Prabhupada appointed the GBC members for life, but anyone, GBC or any responsible person, has to consider that, all right, I may have this position for life, but does it mean that I literally, to my last day, have to perform these duties? Prabhupada personally instructed me, perform your prescribed duties and train others. I was like 22 or something at the time. Perform your prescribed duty and train others. He gave other devotees similar instructions. So that's expertise. I was seeing someplace, some church, that the pastor's first job is to start training his replacement. And it's corporate. Anyone working in the corporate sector knows that the same principle applies. They're not so foolish that they want the corporation, and yet that the stockholders want the corporation to depend on one brilliant old man. Or an office full of brilliant, semi-brilliant, or not-so-brilliant old men. They want to see continuity. They want to see that the corporation keeps going, that the profit keeps being generated, and so on. So they want to see younger people coming up. That's how you ensure the good health of the corporation. Any kind of planning in your corporate, for your corporate existence means planning to replace yourself. And the anxiety is, if someone becomes my replacement, what happens to me? If people, they have a plum job, you know, with lots of either good pay or lots of opportunities for creativity or power, so they don't want to let go. If you let go, you'll get the next set of privileges. Even Bill Gates, who retired, was CEO of Microsoft, now he's chairman of the board. Okay, at least he, you know, got himself out of the management. When he'll retire as chairman of the board is another quick question. Sometimes kings and queens hold on to their posts into the old age of their potential successors. But sensible planning for any kind of organization means planning to replace yourself. Planning to replace yourself. Otherwise, first of all, you may die suddenly or become incapable suddenly, and then there's a big hole because no one's been trained to do what you've been doing for the past 20, 30, 40 years, and all of a sudden we have to start from scratch, which is very poor succession planning. Or you wake up, you know, and you're like 75 and you think, well, maybe I only have a few years left, and now you have to start looking for a replacement. So they say from the first day on the job, the executive is looking to see who could replace me. And he finds people, he starts training them. He doesn't find them, he's looking for them. Also, if you want to die on the battlefield, one might ask whether the GPC body is the battlefield. But that's a tangential question. One might think that for so many years, anyway, we're Hare Krishna.
There's another proverb that graveyards are full of irreplaceable people.
Yeah, the graveyards are full of irreplaceable people, confirmed by the tick tick. Tick ticks are irreplaceable, by the way. We didn't have tick ticks, we'd be in trouble. And in family life also, the sons should know, I'm going to have to take the responsibility. Not as in the modern Western setup, you know, you're 16 and so you're ready for freedom. The child has responsibilities. It's not that the husband takes care of the wife forever. At some point, that responsibility is given to the son. Because the father doesn't take care of the daughter forever. Hands her over. So, similarly, the husband hands her over to the son. Now you take the responsibility. And the son should be fit. Yes, I can do that. What will the old man do anyway to, you know, guarantee the security of his wife and so on? He's got his own, he's falling apart himself. But the sons have to know that I'm going to have to take, they should be trained from young age, that I'll have to take this responsibility.
Sometimes we heard Prabhupada saying that if one is happy in Krishna conscious family life, they don't have to retire.
Sometimes we heard Prabhupada say that if one is happy in Krishna conscious family life, then he doesn't have to retire. He's happy in Krishna conscious family life, he's probably the person who most needs to retire. How should one know one's prescribed duties? From Shastra. Tasmat Shastra Pramanam Te Karna Karna Vihas Kutam Yatva Shastra Vitam Vatam Karna Kartam Yarsa. Shastra tells you what you're prescribed duties. What are the duties of the Brahmin? What are the duties of the Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra? Brahmacharya Grihastha Vanaprastha Sannyasa Shastra Sannyasa. Shastra, Guru, Sadhu. Yes.
Maharaj, my understanding is that vanaprastha works in Lord's state only when the person
that vanaprastha
works in a large scale.
Works in large scale. What does that mean?
Which means maybe institute of that. Instituting
wide institution of the vanaprastha institution.
I don't think I understand what you're saying.
Sir, let me put this way. Varnashram works only when, as long as the person is trained right from the beginning of his life.
Varnashram works properly when only when the person is trained right from the beginning of his life.
Is it okay, my understanding?
It works best when one is trained right from the beginning of one's life. Krishna consciousness works best when one is trained right from the beginning of one's life, Komaratri, Prabhupada, Dharma, Bhagavatam. But we're not going to say, well, I'm sorry, you didn't go to the Gurukul, you know, don't come here and chant Hare Krishna, we can't really help you very much. expression is, better late than never. You didn't get the brahmacharya training, but still. Even the most attached and unfortunate person can become a vanaprastha. And the example is Maharaj Dhritarashtra. Not exactly the prime example of the responsible Varnashram follower, trained, you know, what? Sinful, always plotting to kill Krishna's devotees, the Pandavas, his own nephews, insanely attached to his miscreant son, holding on, Dhritarashtra, holding on to the kingdom, like a fool. And yet, by the grace of Sadhu, Vidura, he became a vanaprastha and achieved liberation. So it's not that there went excuse 431, cross it off the list. No, we didn't have proper training from the beginning. Like, no, Dhritarashtra also, although late in the game, he picked it up and attained perfection. So we have to pick it up. Otherwise, what example do we set for the next generation? That, no, I'm following my dad. He stayed at home till he was 972. Or, till he was 95 or whatever. He and mom are such a loving couple. So I'll also stay in family life to the fat end. No. One should get out. Kachche, panchashordam panam vraje, imperative, vidhivan, one has to do it. Otherwise, when you're trained or not trained, death doesn't look at you and say, well, sorry, I realize you're not trained, so I'm not going to take you. Death is an equal opportunity employer, it takes everyone. So, rather than be taken, kicking and screaming, better to volunteer early for detachment. Why? Manam gatoryat harimashrayat. For Lord Maharaj also advice. What is that? Tat sadhu vanye suravarya deina sada samud vigna dhyan asatgraha. For those who grabbed onto something temporary and who are therefore always in anxiety, samud vigna dhyan minds are always disturbed. Best thing is vidvatma kupa, vidvatma patam griyamanda kupa. Get out of this dark well of household life. Vanam gatoya. And go to the forest. What, to join the monkeys and the gorillas? No. Harimashrayata. To take shelter of Krishna. In household life, we're accustomed to taking shelter of friends, relatives, family members, comfortable arrangements. But we have to learn to take shelter of Krishna. That's okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All the words to you. Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.